Hello all, this is Gabriel McBird. I am trying something which proves to me, as far as I'm concerned, that I am getting old. Because this is the ultimate old people's meal. It's old person's meal because it's small, and it's an old person's meal because this is apparently what old people like. Anyway, it's a bird's eye roast beef dinner that was going for half price in the co-op. I couldn't find any cooking instructions on the Sainsbury's and the Tesco website. In fact, they don't seem to sell this particular roast dinner, at least it's not listed. But I did go to the bird's eye website and find instructions there, and I'm quite glad I did, because scanning the pack, it was, what with it being frozen, it wasn't the clearest of scans using KNFB Reader. However, the instructions seem to be to peel back the film containing and remove the film from the roast potato compartment, remove the film from the Yorkshire puddings and remove the Yorkshire puddings entirely, and leave the veg cupboard. Well, there were three compartments, and I guess that the biggest must be the meat and veg, and the other two must be the roast potatoes and the Yorkshire pudding, and I was right about that. Cook it for 35 minutes in the oven on gas mark 5, so I've set this process going. Because I've seen with this kind of roast dinner, generally you cook them in the microwave. And they're not great in the microwave. They're a bit crap. They're, you know, not particularly crispy. With this, it says you put the Yorkshire puddings on with 5 minutes to go. So again, I'm going to do exactly what it says on the packet. I will report on what it tastes like, whether it's nice, whether it's worth the... it wasn't at quite half price. I think it was down from something like £2.50 to £1.75. So I will tell you whether I think it's worth eating and whether I feel properly old and doddery. And just for a bit of fun, if someone else wants to come up with any old people's meals that need to be tried, then of course I'll give it a whirl. You can actually still buy Vesta curry, although I don't really regard those as an old people's meal. You know, they'd always be a bit kind of retro and hip, really. But with that, I'll get going for now, and I will report on the joys of a bird's eye roast dinner once it's cooked. So this is Gabriel McBird, and the time has just gone off, so I'm wandering through to the kitchen. I did put the roast beef... Sorry, the Yorkshire pudding's in with about 5 minutes to go. The washer's going in the background, which you can probably hear. I'm going to grab a bowl I can empty this lot into. And put this here. Sling the box in a minute. I'm going to turn off the oven because, you know, according to all the timings and stuff, this should now be done. And here we go. It's up on the top. I can hear it sizzling away quite nice. I can smell beef. The biggest problem... I'm going to have here is pulling off the remainder of the film. There we are. Actually came off very easily. See what these Yorkshires are like. Ah, you bastard. They've actually risen up quite well. chicken's on the right heat, but the octopus is a little bit undercooked in the middle. And slightly burnt on the outside. I think what we'll therefore do is put them in the bottom of the bowl and let them be absorbed by everything else. The potatoes seem to be nicely crisp, and the now feels cooked enough. Eating up. Ow. There's loads of gravy there, and we'll give it that much. And everything is emptied into the bowl quite cleanly. So gravy tastes quite potent. I think overall my view from the little bits I've tasted seems it's not actually too bad. As I say, I've seen these cooked in the oven, which I think is always, it's in the microwave rather, which I think is always a sin. I'm going to eat this and then come back and let you know what I think.